This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. The pandemic, the closing of schools, grammar schools, junior high schools, colleges across the country. Willy-nilly, apparently, I learn from some of the reporting as to who called for the closing of schools. Rather than settle that debate, and it will take centuries of PhD dissertations to resolve all the conflicts, I welcome Thaddeus McCotter of American Greatness writing about the results of closing schools. Perhaps, this is speculation, the scores of students in history and civics have declined dramatically these last several years, although Thaddeus tells me they've been in decline for years. Thaddeus, a very good evening to you. This looks as if no history was being taught during the pandemic. Is that accurate? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, John. Well, nothing was being taught when people weren't in class, and the Zoom lessons were a poor substitute for actual in-classroom learning. But the drops in history and the drops in civics have been occurring, although the pandemic probably did accelerate them. You also saw similar drops in instances such as reading comprehension, which is the article I cited, someone who talked about reading comprehension. When that dropped, it was a key indicator history, civics, and others that rely upon reading comprehension were going to drop as well. And that has happened. What we're seeing now is a very dangerous state of affairs. I guess it's ironic, John, we are at the History Debating Society or debating the lack of history in schools. But when you think about it, these kids are being unilaterally disarmed as sovereign citizens in the face of the state. You have state-paid-for teachers that aren't teaching history and civics, which means when the kids grow up, they're not going to understand what's happened before. They're not going to understand the rights and duties of citizens by which they can promote their interests and protect themselves from the state. So in short, we've gone from creating citizens to creating serfs, and the republic is all the poorer for it, and in fact, I would argue, is in peril.
The teachers have failed the students. The Zoom lessons didn't work, but you tell me that there was a decline in history and civics before. Is that purposeful or just a result of bad teaching?
I think you could say that it wasn't purposeful, but you can say that there were prioritization of some aspects of schools, such as gender ideology and others that are new, have taken precedent over history and civics and the esteem, self-esteem cult within the schools as well. So it's a question of so many hours in the day, and clearly the educators believe that this is far more important for them, including like the concomitant severing of parental rights that we continue to see through education and school boards. We're given priority over history and civics. And this is most regrettable, and it should never happen in the first place. And the pandemic accelerated it. And actually, the only good thing about it was parents became much more aware of what was happening in the schools and what their children were not being taught.
If I understand schools these days, there is a choice in some places, charter schools. Would that answer this decline in history and civics?
Well, the first thing, obviously, every student needs both good teachers and attentive parents. The primary educator is the home, although there are some of the left-wing educators who believe that the child belongs to the state and they get to raise them as they see fit and the parents need to be dispensed with. That's not much of an exaggeration. So when you look at it, John, you need a solid environment, not only for students, because we're all lifelong students. Learning is a lifelong endeavor. So you need a good environment around you. You need mentors, you need educators, you need parents, you need friends, you need, again, to foster and inculcate knowledge, that type of environment, nurturing environment. Some students in other areas that are socioeconomically disadvantaged have a much harder time. You have parents that countless children that come from homes where that is not, certainly not an idealized family life, and that makes much learning much harder. We should be doing things to help them. But what we need to do is to reprioritize history and civics for all students and do everything we can to make sure that they are prepared, not only as citizens to participate in the life of the democracy, but again, to protect their own liberty and their own interests.
You mentioned the Education Secretary, Miguel Cardona. Does he have an explanation for the decline?
Well, he likes to say that somehow it has to do with culture wars, which is absolutely ridiculous. It was the left that's injected all the queer transgender ideology into the schools, certainly as a conservative. And then he talks about trying to protect students from being exposed to pornography and other age inappropriate material, which again, I think is just simply common sense. And certainly the affirmation of parental rights and the prior and the privacy of parents in the education of their children certainly should not be something that is up for debate. Unfortunately, the Secretary of Education does not seem to understand any of this. Maybe he needs to go get educated somewhere else. He also thinks it's not a good time to talk about that we basically have to just spend more money. Certainly shouldn't reduce the amount of money that we keep spending on the schools. In sum, what he's saying is these parental rights are pesky and that we need to continue subsidizing failure. I fundamentally disagree with him on both counts.
I've lost track of education. I thought when I was in the 20th century, it was a state matter, even a township matter, even a city matter. So is the national education opinion of the Biden administration or the Trump administration, is that unduly significant these days? Do they overwhelm the local education boards?
Well, John, they've always done is they use the strings on the purse strings to try to influence the behavior at the local and the state level. They shut off the money or they increase the flow of money as long as you do what is quote unquote suggested and quote recommended by Washington. We saw this with transgender bathrooms in schools under the Obama administration. It's escalated from there. They'll continue to do it. You also see the influence, especially the radicalization of the teachers' unions, where they want to inject a hard, radical, extreme, and arguably dangerous agenda into the schools. So you have those two factors in a pincer movement that are eliminating not only local and state control of education, but parental rights as well.
And right now, Thaddeus, without an adequate history or civics background, let's emphasize history. We have a generation, let's say high school now would be 12th grade. We have a generation that is going to be vulnerable to what? How does this help anybody?
The old phrase, John, we stand on the shoulders of giants, which means that we've learned from the successes and more importantly, in some cases, the mistakes of the past so that we don't repeat them, so that we can continue to try to, as Robert F. Kennedy used to quote the Greeks, to tame the savageness of man and make gentle the life of this world. Well, when everything is new as under the sun and you stand on the shoulders of no one, everything and everyone will find that their reach will always exceed their grasp. And ignorance will rule the day. And that's where we're headed.
Thaddeus McCotter, a recovering politician, writing in American Greatness about the extreme decline in history and civics testing in America after the pandemic. This is the Friends of History Debating Society, Without Irony. I'm John Batchelor.